It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. A number of recent building fires in New York City have been traced to lithium-ion batteries, the kind used in e-bikes and other micro-mobility devices. The fire department says New York City has documented 188 battery fires this year. That's more than four times for all of 2020. The fires have killed six people this year and hurt more than 100. This week, the city council held a hearing to consider a slate of safety proposals on the issue. Council member Joanne Areola heads the Committee on Fire and Emergency Management, and she joins us now. Council member, thank you for waking up so early with us this morning.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
What solutions are the city council proposing, and have your own thoughts been changing on this at all?
Well, the city council, we heard five bills, and they range from making sure that the batteries that are being used are UL certified, that there's more outreach, that non-certified batteries are banned, which is a more controversial bill, but very, very important, and reporting bills for the FDNY to make sure that the council knows just how many fires found a root cause of lithium ion batteries, how many of them were certified, how many of them were not certified. We really want to get a handle on this because lives are being lost, fires are increasing, and we have a death toll.
Have your thoughts been changing on this at all?
So what this made clear to me, what this hearing made clear to me, is that there's an urgent need for lithium ion battery legislation in the city. And the discussion that we had with the fire department, with the Consumer Affairs and Worker Protection Agency, they were testifying, was that there are tremendous dangers that are caused by the improper use of lithium-ion batteries in personal mobility devices, whether they're for personal use or for commercial use, and that batteries must have UL certification in order for us to really lessen the number of fires, put batteries for sale from vendors to consumers that will not or have a lesser chance of going on fire. I was over at Randall's Island, and we watched a demonstration of a lithium ion battery exploding. And what happens is you bring in your mobility device, you leave it at your door, you plug it in right at your door, it heats up. The fire is uncontainable once it begins. There are dozens of cells within the lithium ion battery. Those cells projectile out. So now you have multiple fires in multiple areas. And most of the time, the fire is at the only means of egress from your either home or business. And that's a problem. And that's why in the last fire, there had to be a rope rescue.
As we've reported here, the New York City Housing Authority is considering banning e-bikes and batteries on its premises. But as we know, workers need to be able to deliver to those properties, and e-bike owners who live in the buildings need to be able to charge their bikes. Other than banning the bikes, how can buildings help keep their residents safe?
Well, there are a couple of issues that were discussed and examples that were given that we're going to examine, which came as a result of the hearing, is the possibility of incentivizing companies that are third-party delivery services to provide branded UL-certified batteries to their deliveristas at a lesser cost or on a lend-lease basis. And for the city to explore citywide charging and battery swapping stations so that, you know, workers don't have to take their bikes home, and that when they are making deliveries, the housing, NYCHA housing complexes, or any resident of the city can be assured that whoever's delivering whatever they're bringing is bringing it in a safe manner.
We have a few seconds left here. A proposed federal grant would allow the city to build charging ports for delivery workers. Mm-hmm. But workers say it's not safe to leave their vehicles to charge overnight, as you've indicated. What should delivery workers do? Are there plans to address the need for overnight charging?
The city is beginning to look at it, and Mayor Adams had made an announcement, I believe just last week, looking at different areas, maybe unutilized or underutilized newsstands that once were part of the city's fabric. But I understand that they would be reluctant, but these would be places where they could charge their batteries, not necessarily their their vehicle themselves and then pick up their battery.
Council member, I apologize. That city council member, Joanne Ariola, chairs the city council's committee on fire and emergency management. That's all the time we have. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.